Today in the life of the branch. Move, move, move. Welcome to a new month, a new start, a new month of life. Christ offers us relief from all our burdens in September, and here we are. Welcome, I'm Richard McWhite, pastor of Red Branch Baptist Church. We want you to claim this special offer today to accept Him as your Savior and Lord and seek relief from the burdens that you're bearing. We're excited to be the light of Jesus here in our neighborhood, our city, our state, nation, and the world. Red Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Red Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn on the Red Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter, and you'll see the church. Stop and experience our life. Here at the branch, we're excited about Bible study at 9:30 each Sunday and also 10:30 worship here in the sanctuary as we gather to worship and praise Jesus every Sunday. We look forward to seeing you one Sunday. On Wednesday night, if you need a pick-me-up on Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we offer a service for praise, prayer, music, and Bible study. Come and join us on Wednesday night to recharge your battery in faith in Jesus. Adults will stay in the worship center. We have children's branchites 15-4 in our educational building. So look forward to seeing you there. Reach out to us on our email at redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Again, that is redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. We appreciate all of those who listen today. May God bless you this month of September 2025 as Christ relieves your burdens through Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You that we are able to move today. Father, maybe some of us have trouble moving. I know, Father, that there's sometimes, as the older we get, sometimes the slower we get, but that's probably wise, because by us walking slowly, heel to toe, and holding on, we will make it from A to B. And Father, in that spiritual plan, let us walk slowly in Your Word and diligently in our prayer life, so that we will be able to grasp Your understanding for the rest of our lives. But Father, keep us moving forward. Keep us moving ahead so that we will not become stale or stagnant or fall behind Your wonderful direction. God, now protect us as we move forward in this season of our lives, and may we fall again in love with You, dear Jesus. It's Your name we ask. Amen. Today we're looking at Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10. And the beautiful thing about the God leading in your life is that He wants always you to go with Him wherever you're going, moving forward with Him wherever you're going. And God does want us every once in a while to be still and know. That's very important. But even when we're still and know, doesn't mean we need to be not leaning forward to hear Him better and to see what He would like us to do in our lives day to day. I remember the story about General Patton out of World War II. He was known for his motto, even the Germans did studies on him and knew about it, that he never retreated. He always was moving forward. We're not holding nothing. We're moving forward. That was his line to go to. I know that sometimes when I was growing up, my daddy and mother would want me to move a little better or a little quicker at chores I had to do. And sometimes they instilled in me some motivation to get it done. And God, a good motivator. And if you'll listen to God, He'll get you where He wants you to go. Remember, He will get you where He wants us to go. Well, in Joshua, we've seen victory and defeat in the life of Israel. to this point, from the high of Jericho to the low of Ai, to repentance and even compromises with Gibeon, Israel would continue to move forward. Joshua led in both the southern and northern campaigns of the military conquest. In fact, some of Joshua's battles are still studied today at West Point. The battles were to purify the land which the Israelites would inhabit. God had repeatedly told Israel not to be involved with the people of the land. Thus, battles ensued. And if you want more insight on the peoples that inhabited that land, go to Leviticus 18. Good bedtime reading there. Gives you further insight about the destruction of these people. God names the nations and declares that they are defiling the land. You know, when we follow false gods of materialism, of all about me and things like that, we not only defile ourselves, we defile others. We defile the land we live on. We can make our house a petri dish of deceit, lies, and disunity. Left unchecked, they would infect the Israelites and ruin the land. That's the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah, as well as Sidon and Og, were opportunities for pagan nations to repent. God's judgment will fall on them because they refused to turn from their unbelief and their wicked ways. In the same as today, if we refuse to repent and turn from our wicked ways, we too will face the wrath of Almighty God. Remember, too, that the same God who orders judgment on the nations is the loving Father who sent His Son to the cross that we might receive the message of salvation. God cannot allow sin, which destroys the people, to go without judgment. So those times when you are feeling overwhelmed by the sins that you've committed, turn to Jesus, and at the end of this message, we'll give you an opportunity to make a turn to Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. So far in the end of this, Joshua was continuously, relentlessly taking the land, and we Christians are to move forward in faith. Our churches are not to be content to sit back and do business as usual, as we cannot rest on past victories or be paralyzed by past defeats. Many people today are paralyzed by past defeats. Somebody in my past destroyed my self-esteem. Somebody in my past destroyed my desire to move forward. Somebody in the past I can't have a relationship with, and I can't forgive them because it hurt so bad. Christ has come to level that ground and to make it right, and we have to be a part of moving forward to make that right. We are to move forward in faith personally and corporately as a body of Christ. How does this happen? Just as Joshua taught us, strategic for victory and the solution of repentance, He now teaches us how to move forward in faith. Joshua was at Gilgal, the land of Gibeon. While there, five neighboring kings formed an alliance and attacked. Let's turn to verse 5 of chapter 10, and we'll read about this. So the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, and the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, gathered together and went up, and they all their armies encamped by Gibeon and fought against it. Now you remember from last time, Gibeon was that people that Joshua and Israel had made a covenant with, and there to be woodcutters and water carriers. And these five kings heard about that, and they said, we're going to pick on the little guy first. Yes, We're going to move, destroy this little place. Is there a relationship to a modern day thing here? Yeah, everybody around Israel, that little sliver of country in the Middle East, everybody's coming on board to take them out. The militias in Syria, the Iranian folks, the government there, the North Koreans, the Russians, the Chinese are all wanting the destruction of Israel, which is setting up the final days. And that's another story for another time. As we move on, persistent prayer was being done. Let's look at verse 6 through 8. Then the men of Gideon sent word to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal, saying, "Do not abandon your servants. Come up quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that live in the hill countries have assembled against us." Then Joshua went from Gilgal, and he and all the people of war with him and all the valiant warriors. The Lord said to Joshua, in this prayer of God initiating it, it's very interesting here. God initiated a prayer plan for the battle which ensued. That gives us great directions on how to move forward. A praying people can move forward. An unpraying people will not move forward. That's why I push here at the Branch of Wednesday night prayer service. Sure, it's a lot of prayer requests. Sure, it's a lot of praise requests. Sure, it's a little bit of Bible study. But it's crucial, crucial to your surviving the moving of whatever is coming at you. You know, if I was standing on I-20 in the middle of the road, there's two ways I would be moving. First of all, if something hit me, yeah, I would move. That, even though I'm a big fella, you get on the I-20 and you start walking in that I-20, that's why they don't allow hitchhiking. You are a dead person. Another thing is, if you do not move spiritually, you are inviting Satan to run over you with a Volvo or a Freightliner truck. He'll run you down and drag your carcass and drag your family and drag your church along with you. So get moving. And Joshua was incited by God to fear. Do not fear them, for I, oh boy, when God said, I have given them into your hands, not one of them shall stand before you. Not one of them shall stand for you. Now, this is five armies. And five armies coming, and not a one of them would stand against Israel. The Gibeonites sent word, and Joshua, along with God, came. Joshua was again at Gilgal, his place of prayer, the place where God had given him direction and plans. Joshua had learned that he must proceed with the direction of God. Because of Joshua's humility and willingness to seek God's counsel, God assured Israel that they would have victory over the five armies of these kings of the Amorites. You know, churches will move forward in faith when they recognize the need for serious prayer and petition to God. He has promised his blessings to those who seek his face. In verse 9, in Joshua 10, verse 9, Joshua came up upon them suddenly by marching all night from Gilgal. Now, this is one I mentioned earlier, the battle, the night battle. This was the first time in recorded history where a night battle was fought. It is a prelude, a precursor to the stealth of darkness used by our Navy SEALs and other clandestine service in the middle of the night to form a devastating blow against the enemy. We saw this recently in the B-2 bombers in the air at night. In the stealthiness of the darkness, they flew in and destroyed their target and flew out. Nothing was ever saw them coming, and nothing saw them go. And that's the way God is. He, if you'll let Him guide you, you can go in places, say things about God and Christ in places that He and no man would ever want to go. He might take you to resolve a relationship issue that's been battling you for 10, 20, or 30 years. He may resolve to engage you in an outreach of the church. We here at the church have Splash of Faith. We go out and knock on doors and invite people to come to know Jesus as their Savior. All night march from Joshua, and Joshua took them by surprise. Now remember, Satan is not God. You can surprise Satan. I tell you what, if you want to surprise Satan, you go to your church on Wednesday night and start praying that God would help you defeat that. You'll surprise him. In fact, if I could get most of my members, or some of my members, more than I have now, to church on Wednesday night, we wouldn't be in the shape we're in now. And preacher, what's that all about? Well, come on, I'll tell you. Come on to church, and I'll tell you what that's about. So they got up there, marched all night. This was not a simple matter of prayer, but following the petition of Joshua was on the move all night long, which had not been done to this point. Oh, I tell you what. So when you do something that hasn't been done, it could be a movement of God. So you need to get out of your pew or seat and move forward with God. Joshua was on the move all night long. He extends tremendous effort. He avoided the pitfall of attempting this in his own strength by spending time with God. However, also he realized that he could not sit back and wait for things to happen. Victory for believers come when we depend on God in our prayer and then prepare ourselves to extend the effort. Provided prayer, verses 12 through 14. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered the Amorites before the sons of Israel. So it's early dawn on that day after the all-night march. He said in the sight of Israel, O sun, stand still at Gibeon, and O moon in the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nation avenged themselves of their enemies. All day was all day, and it did not happen. It was not written in the book of Jazar, and the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to go down for a whole day. And noon was all day long. Wow. There was no day like that before it or after it, when the Lord listened to the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. The Lord fought for Israel. This power that was held over creation is a unique visual of the power of our God. I sometimes talk with people, maybe sometimes at hospital, maybe sometimes who are lonely. This day will never end. That's a line I hear. This day will never end. This season will never end. I've got some folks dealing with patients, their parents with Alzheimer's. And this season seemingly will never end. And being merciful, God, it will end and we'll miss them. But when you are in that season of loneliness or battling something or facing something that is overwhelming, know that the power of God stands beside you. As Joshua was running out of daylight, God intervened. He lengthened the day and shortened the night because the people of God followed his plan, to move forward in prayer and sacrifice and love for your fellow man. If God is for us, who can stand against us? The God who fought for Israel enables us to face all the days that come our way. By his power, we are more than conquerors, Paul says in Romans 8:37. So today, my friend, do you want to be a conqueror, or do you want to be somebody on the move, or both? You can do that by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. If you'd like to do that, if you'd like to confess and believe in Jesus as the Son of God, came to earth as a man, died for our sins, was resurrected on the third day. God made salvation as simple as just accepting Christ. Isn't that amazing? If you've never really accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, would you like to do it right now? Do you not put it off or delay? If you would like to receive Christ by faith, pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust and follow you as my Savior and Lord. If you accepted Christ as your Savior this moment, let me be one of the first with the angels in heaven to welcome you to the family of God moving forward, forward, forward. We'd like to know of this wonderful decision. If you'd go to redsbranch.org, and on the landing page there, fill out the form recording your decision. You could also rededicate your life, come to a closer walk with Jesus. You could also, if you have an aching area, if you'd like to join a Baptist church, a Bible teaching, Bible believing, we're available to you. Let us know through the web page. If you'd like to send us a praise or prayer request, please do so by sending it the following email address, redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Once again, that's redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. For us here at the branch, we appreciate your listening. If you'd like to send us something through the mail, you can do it to send it to the following address, Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Until next time, may you know Christ more and better and keep moving forward.
Thank you for listening.